All right, family, time to get caught up on news as part of my World War III watch news coverage. Let's hit the introduction and get this started.
We're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Support for Ukraine, the determination of every country represented here at NATO remains rock solid. We will do everything that we can, allies will do everything that they can, to ensure that Ukraine has what it needs to continue to deal with Russia's ongoing aggression against Ukraine, an aggression that gets worse with every passing day.
Here I am in Vilnius, Lithuania, and this is the Ministry of Defense. And as you can see, it's pro-NATO. Now, what's very interesting is just last week, I was in Brussels, Belgium, at the same time as the American Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, was there. And what did Antony Blinken announce? That Ukraine would be part of NATO.
Ukraine will become a member of NATO. Our purpose at the summit is to help build a bridge to that membership and to create a clear pathway for Ukraine.
Now, what's very interesting is here I am in Vilnius. We are making a quick trip through the Baltic states. By the way, fabulous people. This is a great city. And everywhere just about that you go, where there's tourists, you see things in Russian and you see things in English. Those are the two predominant tourist languages here. Now, obviously, Lithuania was part of the Soviet Union, and they were actually the first country to declare themselves re-independent in 1990 before other states. Now let's talk about what I think is possibly a push, yet another push, toward World War III. Now obviously right now we have the Russian-Ukraine war, and let's just forget all of the propaganda coming out of Western media that's pro-war and warmongering and what have you, and wanting to bleed dry the American and the EU and the NATO taxpayer to support the corrupt country known as Ukraine. What's very interesting is when I was looking into the history, now when someone does something and they don't deny what they're doing, I think it behooves us to actually pay attention to the reason they've given for why they're doing something. So let's look at what Putin has said about the invasion of Ukraine. He is against NATO expansion. Now, of course, the Western world has a whole different take on it, but let's go back a few years. Back in 1999, there was a conference in which they were talking about NATO. They were talking about NATO and about the expansion of NATO. Russia at that time didn't really have that much pushback on it. They didn't have much pushback on it. I know it seems strange at this time, but at that time, there were still lots of states that were buffering. For instance, Hungary, Poland, and Czechia, the Czech Republic, were not yet part of NATO. But as NATO expanded, they got closer and closer to Russia. And that is why Putin has given as his reason, some would say excuse, to invade Ukraine. Now, once again, obviously Putin is not denying his incursion into Ukraine. So it seems silly to me that in the West that we just discount, not we, not you perhaps. And once again, this is not a pro-Russia. This is not a pro-Ukraine thing. I actually don't have a dog in the fight. And I am not pro-Zelensky. Very corrupt politician in a very corrupt country, and I am not pro-Russia and pro-Putin. But one thing I am is I do understand that Russia rightfully has, I don't know, maybe some concerns about NATO encroaching with nuclear weapons right on their doorstep. Let's not forget that we as Americans almost went to war with the Cuban Missile Crisis under John F. Kennedy for something very similar when Cuba had Russian missiles just 90, 100 miles south of the United States. So while there is a big push and love for NATO by the Western world and by the United States and Antony Blinken saying, hey, Ukraine is going to be part of NATO, why does that make it seem like we may be encroaching onto World War III? Well, once again, we have to go back to what Putin said. He said one of the reasons why he has gone into Russia, part of his propaganda, part of his excuses, part of his reasoning, whatever, of course, he's saying that he wants to protect Russian peoples from the tyranny of Ukraine. Ukraine is not a free place, folks. They are stopping and they are quieting people of the cloth. They are denying religious freedom for people who are not on board. We are making, not we, of course, but the Western world and the illegitimate regime of Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. are making it seem like, and the press make it seem like, Zelensky is some kind of godsend savior. Nope, just another puppet clown that is corrupt. Now, you can see here, once again, love for NATO. And Putin is saying, look, we've invaded Ukraine because this westward expansion of NATO is not supposed to. Back when Boris Yeltsin was the leader of Russia, they were like, hey, your NATO expansion, there has been peace, that's good and all. But, you know, he didn't have a problem with it. But once again, Poland, Hungary, the Czech Republic were not yet NATO nations. They were the first of 14 former Russian parts of the Soviet Union that became part of NATO. And as NATO grows, obviously that is a threat to Russia. And that is a reason that Putin has given for his incursion, his invasion into Ukraine. And now we have Antony Blinken just saying, yep, Ukraine is going to be part of NATO. And Putin has already said that this is kind of a red line for him. So that is yet another sign that we are getting closer to World War III, because if Ukraine becomes part of NATO, or as it seems to be the case, when Ukraine becomes part of NATO, Putin is going to push back on that. We as Americans are part of NATO and other NATO nations. Now we're going to find ourselves in a conflict over Ukraine, who right now is not even a NATO nation. And look how much grief this has caused the world. Anyhow, this is BCP, James Black Soda Patriot, coming to you from the wonderful, wonderful city of Vilnius, Lithuania, the first country to become re-independent from the Soviet Union, and a place that hates Russia and loves NATO.
We're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.